center.
That is become Momo Momo.
Avenger MTN Momo agent. We've come a long way together. Meet your monthly transaction target to stand a chance to win your share of 1.4 million kwacha or one of five brand new Renault Kwid cars. Dial *115#, select my account, and select Zcomo points to check your target. T's and C's apply.
Experience history unfold in the action-packed second season of Shaka Ilembe. The kingdom is growing and the empire is rising as Shaka goes from king to emperor. It all starts on Sunday, 15 June on Mzansi Magic at 8 p.m. on DSTV. Don't miss a moment of this epic drama. Get and stay connected to DSTV, your home of entertainment. And download the My DSTV app to watch or stream Shaka Ilembe Season 2. Experience history unfold in the action-packed second season of Shaka Ilembe. The kingdom is growing and the empire is rising as Shaka goes from king to emperor. It all starts on Sunday, 15 June on Mzansi Magic at 8 p.m. on DSTV. Don't miss a moment of this epic drama. Get and stay connected to DSTV, your home of entertainment. And download the My DSTV app to watch or stream Shaka Ilembe Season 2.
Why settle for crumbs when you can feast on world-class entertainment this season on Showmax? And the best part? You can pay for your subscription in just five simple steps with MTN Momo. Step 1. Download the Showmax app and sign up. Step 2. Select the package that speaks to you. Step 3. Choose MTN Momo as your payment method. Step 4. Enter your phone number and hit pay with MTN Momo. Step 5. Put in your MTN Momo PIN, confirm the payment, and boom, you're in. Now sit back and dive into a buffet of all-round entertainment wherever and whenever you want. Showmax, streaming for Zambia.
Things as and when they happen. The main news on Uza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to UNSA Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, human rights activist welcomes call for advancements of children's rights by parliamentarians. Zambia records three consecutive years of economic growth. In international news, dozens of Ghanaians trafficked in football job scam rescued in Nigeria. In sports news, Copa Queens confident ahead of Morocco clash.
Things as and when they happen. The main news on Uza Radio.
With the news in detail, my name is Esther Munanga. In local news, a human rights activist has welcomed the call by the first Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, Malungo Chisangano, urging members of Parliament to advance debates regarding children's rights. In an interview with UNSA Radio, Wesley Mianda says children have been more vulnerable in terms of human rights as the society does not seem to recognize and respect children's rights such as rights to education, good health. He adds that there has been a lot of incidents where young children are sexually abused, being engaged to hard labor, and this as well as other forms of child neglect. He notes that children's rights should be advanced and advocated for by parliamentarians as it has been a timely call that will ensure children are fully protected from any kind of abuse. Small and Medium Enterprises Minister Elias Mubanga has disclosed plans to introduce a bill in Parliament aimed at regulating small and medium enterprises, SMEs, and entrepreneurs. The proposed law will focus on formalizing micro-businesses and addressing the challenges within the informal sector, particularly in securing loans. Mubanga has expressed concern over the growing number of government-funded empowerment loans that are not being repaid. Mubanga says the bill, once enacted into law, will help address challenges faced by SMEs in the informal sector, promoting their contribution to the country's development, especially that the informal sector contributes about 88% in job creation. Meanwhile, Mubanga has disclosed that all beneficiaries of empowerment programs under his ministry through the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, will now be required to undergo business development and capacity building training. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has launched a 40-day training program aimed at strengthening the capacity of its officers to combat financial crimes. The training, which will focus on virtual assets and cybercrime, is being conducted by the National Institute of Public Administration, NIPA. DEC Director General Nathan Banda has described the program as timely, given the growing complexity and sophistication of financial crimes. Mr. Banda said this during the official opening of the Financial Crimes Investigations and Virtual Assets Investment Training at NIPA in Lusaka. The training is designed to equip DEC officers with the necessary skills and knowledge to investigate and prosecute a range of financial crimes, including money laundering, terrorist financing, and illicit financial transfers. Meanwhile, NIPA Executive Director Jacob Malungo urged participants to fully embrace the opportunity to enhance their competences and build professional networks. NIPA Registrar Nasilele Nasilele acknowledged the significance of the training, noting that it aligns with NIPA's mandate to provide public service training and certification. Still in local news, agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Bulaya has called on government to allocate more funds from the supplementary budget to support extension offices. Recently, the Ministry of Finance and National Planning presented a supplementary budget of 33.6 billion kwacha in Parliament, aimed at sustaining essential social and agricultural initiatives, among other pressing needs. Dr. Bulaya has expressed concern over the lack of transportation for many extension offices, which hinders their ability to effectively monitor farming activities. Meanwhile, he has questioned how government intends to assess the program of farmers participating in key programs like the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, without adequate resources for monitoring. Finance and National Planning Minister Situmbe Komsokotwani says Zambia has recorded positive economic growth annually over the past 3 years, with the outlook remaining favorable. Dr. Msokotwani was speaking in Lusaka today during the launch of the Zambia Economic Outlook Report. The minister stated that the government remains committed to maintaining its policy trajectory by ensuring the national budget is managed in a sustainable and responsible manner. Meanwhile, World Bank Country Manager for Zambia, Akim Fok, said that Zambia has the potential to leverage its energy transition, mineral resources for growth, economic development, and shared prosperity. And and World Bank senior country economist for Zambia, Albert Pijansala, commended the government for demonstrating fiscal discipline, particularly in the face of heightened financial pressures due to drought, ongoing